Harry, we weren't. Don't lie, Ron hurled at her. You said it too. You said you were disappointed. You said you'd thought he had a bit more to go on then.
I didn't say it like that, Harry. I didn't, she cried.
The rain was pounding the tent. Tears were pouring down Hermione's face, and the excitement of a few minutes before had vanished as if it had never been. A short-lived firework that had flared and died, leaving everything dark, wet, and cold. The sword of Gryffindor was hidden they knew not where, and they were three teenagers in a tent whose only achievement was not yet to be dead. So why are you still here? Harry asked Ron.
Search me, said Ron.
Go home then, said Harry.
Yeah, maybe I will,
shouted Ron, and he took several steps toward Harry, who did not back away.
Didn't you hear what they said about my sister? But you don't give a rat's fart, do you? It's only the Forbidden Forest. Harry, I've faced worse. Potter doesn't care what happens to her in here. Well, I do, all right? Giant spiders and mental stuff.
I was only saying she was with the others. They were with Hagrid.
Yeah, I get it. You don't care. And what about the rest of my family? The Weasleys don't need another kid injured. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I...
Not bothered what it meant, though.
Ron, said Hermione, forcing her way between them.
I don't think it means anything new has happened. Anything we don't know about. Think, Ron. Bill's already scarred. Plenty of people must have seen that George has lost an ear by now, and you're supposed to be on your deathbed with Spattergroit. I'm sure that's all he meant.
Oh, you're sure, are you?
Right then. Well, I won't bother myself about them. It's all right for you two, isn't it? With your parents safely out of the way.
My parents are dead, Harry bellowed. And mine could be going the same way, yelled Ron.
Then go, roared Harry. Go back to them. Pretend you've got over your spattergroit and Mummy'll be able to feed you up and...
Ron made a sudden movement. Harry reacted, but before either wand was clear of its owner's pocket, Hermione had raised her own.
Protego! She cried,
and an invisible shield expanded between her and Harry on the one side and Ron on the other. All of them were forced backward a few steps by the strength of the spell, and Harry and Ron glared from either side of the transparent barrier as though they were seeing each other clearly for the first time. Harry felt a corrosive hatred toward Ron. Something had broken between them.
Leave the Horcrux, Harry said.
Ron wrenched the chain from over his head and cast the locket into a nearby chair. He turned to Hermione.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Are you staying, or what?
I...
She looked anguished.
Yes. Yes, I'm staying, Ron. We said we'd go with Harry. We said we'd help.
I get it. You choose him.
Ron? No, please, come back. Come back!
She was impeded by her own shield charm. By the time she had removed it, he had already stormed into the night. Harry stood quite still and silent, listening to her sobbing and calling Ron's name amongst the trees. After a few minutes, she returned, her sopping hair plastered to her face.
He's gone. Disapparated.
She threw herself into a chair, curled up, and started to cry. Harry felt dazed. He stooped, picked up the Horcrux, and placed it around his own neck. He dragged blankets off Ron's bunk and threw them over Hermione. Then he climbed onto his own bed and stared up at the dark canvas roof, listening to the pounding of the rain.